The Redeemed Life Radio broadcast is a ministry of Redeemed Church, now meeting at Groove Nation Performing Arts Center, 3000 Columbia House Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. Come experience Redeemed Church live this Sunday at 10:30.
Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message.
Give thanks.
So we're continuing the track God's got us on called How Great is the Love? That's the question of the year. Go to God. In fact, I found myself this week, the Spirit of God would just bring it back up. How great is your love for me today, Lord? Remember that song? He brought me to His banqueting table. His banner over me is love. Remember this as a child? I used to sing this as a kid in Sunday school. He brought me to His banqueting table. His banner over me is love. He brought me to His banqueting table. Why? Because His banner over me is love. Not because I'm so good or so cute, right? His banner, or because I'm white. Because I'm a white American. Therefore, He brought me to... No. He brought me because His banner over me is love. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I found myself asking that this week. Heading to, you know, start shaving or whatever, looking in the mirror, looking at my face. You ever look at your face in the mirror and go, dear God, how great is your love for that face, Lord, today? Amen. Thank you for healing that face today, Jesus. Glory to renewing my face. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to look at it again today. See, some people take their phone and they turn it to the camera backwards so they can see their face. Okay, yep, something in my nose, right? Our God loves us. Amen. He does. And He'll restore even our looks. You don't believe that? Look at Abraham and Sarah. Sarah was, what, 99 years old? And Abraham had to lie when he went through, you know, she's my sister. Well, that was kind of just a half lie because she was his half sister. Right? So, but he thought she is so good looking that the king is going to want her in the harem. So he's going to kill me. So see, God can restore our looks. Amen. You believe that? Just say, I'm so good looking. Thank you, Lord. Long as Shelley thinks I'm good looking. Amen. So our Father loves us. How great. And just find yourself. I pray the Spirit of God just brings that up in your spirit throughout the week. Father God, how great is the love? And you're not offending Him by asking that. What do you mean, how great? Don't you remember what I did back at the cross? What? How dare you ask me that? No. That's not our dad. He brought me to the banqueting table. His banner over me is love, right? So He's going to continue to bless you. Why? Because He loves you. Amen. And don't let any other, you know, thought come in against that. Because just ask yourself, is that in the Bible? Is that in the Bible, really? That I ought to just settle for where I'm at and just be happy with what I... Now, be thankful, yes. But God has this thing called more and more and more and better and better and better and bigger, and bigger, and bigger. Hey, that's the God I serve. And it's going to end with you walking into the gates of glory. It's not going to get smaller and smaller and poorer and poorer and sicker and sicker and sadder until, oh, thank God I'm in heaven. No, Now, some will, that's how they live. That's where their faith is. But that's not based on the Word of God. Not how I see it. No. That's not what the Spirit of God is showing me, anyway. Amen? That's the kind of church you're in, if you didn't know. When it says redeemed, that means He's rescued me from some stuff. Right? He's not redeeming me to sickness. He's redeeming me from sickness. Well, what does that mean then? That means I ought to be the healthier and healthier and healthier. Praise the Lord. Financially better off and better off and better off. Praise the Lord. We got the kingdom of God to build here. Why does God want to build a church for us? And for people, not just for them out there, but for you guys, for us. Why? Because He brought me to His banqueting table. His banner over me is love. He loves us. Yeah. My point here is, and I believe the Lord's point, obviously, is that we are believing God to do it. I remember when Jesse Duplantis said, you know, because the Lord called him to be a traveling ministry, and he was driving around in a, you know, back in the 80s or 70s or whatever it was, in a Toyota Celica or something, and a jet flew over his car. And the Lord spoke to his heart and says, I'm going to give you a jet. And he said immediately his mind went to, I can't even fill this car up with gas. How are you going to do that, God? And he said, I'm not asking you to pay for it. I'm asking you to believe me for it. Can Jesus do it? Can God do it? Yeah. Will He do it? Yes, He will. He'll show us. He'll bless us. He'll guide us and lead us. Why? Because He loves me. He loves us. Now, our foundation text here is 1 John 3:1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. You are God's son. You are God's daughter. Amen? And that is what we are. That is who we are. The word great, because we're talking about the greatness of the love of God all year long, as far as I know. That's what He led me to do this year. Every Sunday, as far as I know, the main point will be how great is the love of God today. The word great means unusually large in size or dimensions. Large in number, unusual in degree, power, or intensity. When people walk into this place or when they come into contact with you, there's going to be an unusual presence of God that they're going to feel when they come toward you. Some will be repelled by it, because they're not interested in serving God, right? For whatever reason. Some will be drawn to it like light. Like they're in a dark room and they see the light and they're going to start asking you questions. Amen? Praise the Lord. Greatness means wonderful. First rate. See, a lot of these buildings out there that we were looking at, they're just not first rate. Even, you know, even by an insurance company standards, right? They're just kind of funky and podunk and, you know, that kind of thing. And even the city probably wouldn't approve for a church to meet there. So why would God approve of this? You know? Amen? But look at where we are right now. This is a first-rate building in this city. That's called, He brought me to His banquet. And if you notice, there's room here we're not really using. He brought me to His banqueting, His banner. So He's going to continue to lead us, continue to guide us. But there's a progression. Amen? Isn't that exciting? So, synonyms to great. Immense, enormous, gigantic, vast, imposing, relatively large in size. Just, you know, some things to chew on, to ponder, right? I can either dwell on the problem that's right in front of my face, or I can dwell on the size of my God and remind the problem, instead of reminding God about the problem, remind the problem about God. Well, that sounds silly. Well, we're talking to stuff anyway. Oh, this darn thing, right? Right? This stupid thing, whatever we say, right? How about just speaking to that thing in the name of Jesus? You know what? Knee, In the name of Jesus, you line up with the Word of God and you be well. In Jesus' name. And then don't be surprised if the Holy Spirit speaks up in your heart and says, stop drinking pop and start drinking more water, son. I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus, knee. You know, the Spirit of God has a very practical side. You're believing me for healing, but look at what you ate today, son. It was my anniversary, all right? I ate a lot. Oh, man, we ate good, yeah. Praise the Lord. But he's going to lead us in some very practical things, too. You're believing me, son, to prosper you financially, and yet you continue to pull out the MasterCard to do stuff that's frivolous and amen, right? He'll give us wisdom. He'll help us to overcome these things. And we don't judge one another where we are with this kind of stuff. It's between you and God, even our spouses, right? It's me and God, not me and Shelly and God. It's me and God. If Shelly decided tomorrow to quit serving God, she'll never do that. But I'm not going to, right? If I decide tomorrow to quit serving God, Shelly's not going to. Because it's her and God. It's me and God. It's you and God. Amen, right? Lavished means he has expended, he's used up. Now think about that. He literally poured out heaven onto the earth. The love of God has been poured out. Amen. The goodness, that's why we can believe God for heaven on earth in our lives. That's why I shared with one lady at a supply company, our pest control supply company, the other day. She was like, what are you guys doing this weekend? I was like, well, it's a Super Bowl. Yeah, awesome. But today is my anniversary. Really? How long? And for some people, when they ask how long, it's almost like, how long you been in? Right? Like a prison sentence, right? How long are you in for? You're going to make it for 20? Right? You know, you got probation coming? Right? Right. I said 16 years. She's like, ooh, wow, you guys are still like each other? It's kind of the feeling that came up. I was like, yes. Yeah, you have to. You just keep loving each other. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord, right? He's lavished the love. He's poured it out. Amen. And it's never going to end. There's no end to it. He just keeps pouring it, keeps pouring it, keeps pouring it. Yeah, well, I've been serving Jesus for 16 years, and I never seen that before. Well, get your eyes fixed, right? Amen? But I'm just to suffer through it. After Jesus suffered, I'll suffer. He suffered so that I could be delivered. You know the kind of suffering we ought to be looking for? You are so blessed, people are on you about it. Jesse said in one of his teachings that he said the news helicopter sometimes hovers over his house. It's like, you know, why is this man of God so blessed? Well, because he's a blessing. We went and saw him preach up in Seattle last spring. The guy, you know, the church that hosted him is a church of about 300 people. Probably not going to rent and lease a convention center in Seattle, but they came in. The man rented the facility. He's giving. He tips in hundreds to people to bless the server at the restaurant. It's amazing, right? Because money is not his God. That's just one example, right? But we, the people of God, have got to get our minds off of where we're at. Keep our eyes on Jesus and just remember, he brought me to his banquet, his banner over me, his love, right? He's taken us up higher, higher and higher, bigger and bigger. Amen. God, and I love the word lavish, open-handed. God is not, you know, in the business of taking blessings from you. Now, if he wants something from you, it's because he wants to bless you more. He doesn't, you know, ask for us to give offerings. Is there anywhere in the Bible that talks about offerings, by the way, and tithes? Yeah, a lot. Because money makes a lousy God. But the reason, in, for example, in the financial area, and I really love the way Shelley ministered that this morning, and it's been, she's sharing that with me this week, and it just really reignited that in me. The reason, the number one reason I give is to say, Lord, thank you. Thank you that you're my source, right? But when he asks you to give something, whether it's a, maybe an automobile, so, you know, we spend a lot of time, you know, complaining about our automobiles. What about sewing an automobile? Providing somebody else an automobile, right? Shelly and I'm not bragging. The Lord has led us to do that twice so far. And we have two vans now. The one that we have now is nicer than we've ever owned, and we own it outright. Yeah. And we're a, by the world standards, really a single income family with four kids, a dog that eats a lot, that God provided too, but he, honestly. Yeah. These things don't make sense, but he brought me to his banquet, his banner. But you know what? If he told me today, I want you to take the van that I gave you and sew it to those people in that are going to South America or whatever. Yeah. I know my father. That means he's moving me up too. I'm going to sew that thing and believe him for bigger, better, nicer, newer. He's now Shelly shared, we're not going to get to the whole message today, so don't worry. But the Holy Ghost is leading us, which is how it should be anyway. We'll save the notes for next week, but he's led us before to do a number of things. There was one year, I think we just had Lacey back then, and we were in an apartment. And the Lord was dealing with us on believing for housing. It was a nice apartment. How many know a nice apartment is cool, but if God wants you to believe and you're desiring a home, a house, you're not sinning. Amen. Right? And we had an extra check that month, and there was a ministry that we were listening to that was doing some things, and the Lord said, I want you to take the entire paycheck this month and sow it into that ministry. We sent it to Ohio, to Rod Parsley's ministry that year. And, you know, within, I don't remember exactly how long, but it wasn't long at all, we got an offer from an old family friend to move into their rental house for, I think it was nearly $200 a month less than we were paying for the apartment. And you had privacy, you had your own yard. Move on up, right? And they let us out of the lease. Yeah. Blessing of God. Blessing of God. What? So whatever it is, he's not in the business of taking from us to teach us something. He's into seed, time, and harvest. Seed, time, and harvest. Amen. And the other thing I was going to share, just in closing here, Shelley shared, you know, last week or the week before about the job challenge that we had. And it wasn't really that I lost the job. Now, I've lost jobs before, right? But that particular time, the Lord dealt with me to go ahead and leave at the job that I was at. So basically, he was asking me to sow the job, right? That's what he said. We were back serving at the church we'd been with for a number of years, but he just began to deal with me and say, you know what? Your time here is done. You need to come out with me. And so they were going through some issues financially, having to lay some people off, and I just said, you know what? Put me on the list because I have to get out. I have to go. Not like there's anything wrong with this place. I made sure there's no burnt bridges. I have great relationships with all those folks. But it was time to go. And there was some you know, challenges, as Shelley shared, during that time period. And it was amazing that we still, you know, came through that. And it was at the exact time that all the housing stuff was going on, you know. A lot of people lost houses and that kind of thing. Amazing, we did not. Right? The Lord kept us afloat. It was challenging. It was tough. Yeah. But he brought us through it. Amen. And it's interesting. He started having us sow into other ministries, our time and our gifts and our talents. And And I did not know that he had this in mind for today, right? But see, we sowed ministry. We sowed the job, which was a ministry job. And we sowed ministry, children's ministry, and music, and stuff we were doing back then, just several years ago. And then, you know, this, what we're doing now, is the beginning of a mighty harvest. What I'm trying to tell you is, you're in good hands. This is not something that Shelly and I began out of spite, or being divisive, or out of I'll show you to somebody, or whatever. You know, this is something we're doing because Jesus asked us to. Amen. That's what's exciting about it. Amen. And you know how I know it's going to be blessed? Because he brought me to his banqueting table. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. Amen. And it's the same for you. It's the same for you. In fact, sometimes, I'm going to pray here in just a moment. Sometimes you ought to just go back to that. We talked last week about how the old songs, you know, the old songs, how sometimes the age things just keep coming back and keep coming back. Remember that, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. You feel something coming up in your spirit, you know, bothering you emotionally or some issue, just start singing that. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, the finances are overdue. There's a problem financially. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible. My body's hurting, but yes, Jesus loves me. Amen. And just let that bubble up on the inside of you. I heard Creflo Dollar teach on that. The power of just reminding ourselves that God loves us. And our Lane, our son, you know, the Lord brought us through many things with him, just with his health and so forth. One time he had, you know, thought he was playing for the Oregon Ducks, and he went diving into a couch and tweaked his neck, the football, and felt numbness and tingling in his hands. And Shelly actually called 911, and they didn't want to move him. They had him take him to the hospital, and they, you know, braced him up, and he was in a, you know, like don't move kind of thing for hours. And they thought he might have broke his neck. You know? And so we're up there, and they took him back to do the MRIs and all that kind of stuff. And Shelly looks at me, and she goes, hold my purse. And when she says, hold my purse, the devil is going to feel it. You know? And so she went back, and the family was praying and everything. And this is going into the wee hours of the morning now, late at night, you know. It's just, oh, Lord, you know. And we're praying in the spirit. I'm just out there pacing a long hall by myself, just kind of praying in tongues, holding the purse. And she's back there with him. And she said, you know what we started doing? He's back there in that, you know, long tunnel that they put you in to do the pictures. She said, we started singing, yes, Jesus loves me. Yeah. And, you know, he was fine. Nothing broken. They kept him overnight to monitor him. But why does God heal us? Because he loves us. Amen? In moments like that, the natural thing is to panic, get upset, get worried, get fearful. And believe me, you feel that. But we refuse it, right? Because our healer is here. Amen? That's powerful. And those kind of things, I mean, Jesus is real. He is more real than the problem. He's more real than the issue. He's more real than the pain. He's going to outlast it. He's going to heal it. He has healed it. Amen. Why? Because he loves me. How great is the love? That love is going to be like a tidal wave that just comes over us at just various times. You know, you're at the ocean and the tide's either coming in or going out, whatever. It's just going to be like waves of the love of God that'll just come across you. You won't even be, oh, man, like a sneaker wave, right? Whoa, there it is again. Praise the Lord. I receive it. Yes, Jesus loves me. Amen. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Go ahead and stand up. Oh, Jesus, we thank you today. We praise your holy name. Just lift your hands and thank him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we receive your love today. Just receive the love of God. Just say, Lord, I receive your love. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the name.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life Radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free, full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington, 98671. Until next week, this is Steve Livengood reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.